Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hello there, my name is Thomas Dolby and this is My KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio and I'm playing whatever I want to play. So I'm going to kick it off with a favourite old song of my own. This is One of Our Submarines.
We'll be right back.
My name is Thomas Dolby, and this is My KUTX. I am guest DJ for the next hour, and that was an old song of mine called One of Our Submarines. I've got a book out called The Speed of Sound, and it's really a memoir of my life going back to the late 1970s when I was in the London underground electronic movement. The early days of electronica found their seeds in those days. But what was grabbing the headlines, of course, was punk rock. And at night, you would find me down in the clubs and pubs watching people like the Sex Pistols and this band, The Clash.
Inside in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the Vendana open. Frederico Locker dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car of the Johnny of the beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm flying in on a DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs. You got the gear of Ipanito. You got the cuera. Oh my god, a thong. Bonito, yo te cuera, oh my corazón. Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag. They wore the black one. After they died it was Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes. Irish dudes drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels. A senorita's nose was nipped in the bar. Bonito, yo te quiero, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero y bonito. Yo te quiero, oh my corazón. The hillsides ring with freedom people. Can I hear the echoes from the days of 39?
You're listening to My KUTX, and my name is Thomas Dolby. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. That was Lena Lovitch with New Toy, a song that I wrote and co-produced for her back in the early 80s. And before that, The Clash with Spanish Bombs. Well, very much to my surprise, in about 1981, I got a call from Mick Jones, but it wasn't that Mick Jones. It was the Mick Jones and a band called Foreigner, and he invited me to fly to New York and play on their new album, which they were going to call Foreigner 4. And in a departure from the more sort of rock-driven Foreigner tracks we were familiar with, they had a couple of ballads on the album. And late one night in Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village, I created the intro for this song. It's called Waiting for a Girl Like You. Waiting for a Girl Like You. I took the money I earned from playing keyboards on that album and went back to London and made my own first album, The Golden Age of Wireless. This is Thomas Dolby and you're listening to KUTX, where I am the guest DJ. Well, one of the songs on The Golden Age of Wireless album was this one, Airwaves.
Strange how the scale forms in tiny patterns on my antenna and the 5 o'clock shop. Alla, alla. Brooklyn is crawling with famous people. I turn my vehicle beneath the river west from south. Through the air.
this is over. Give me your shoulder. I need a place to wait for morning. No, it was nothing. Some car backfiring. Please don't ask questions. I itch all over. Let me sleep.
This is KUTX and my name is Thomas Dolby. Airwaves, which ironically was not a huge hit with American radio. In fact, my whole first album got a maximum of about 2 plays on American radio. So I needed to come at it a different way, and I decided that music videos were really the way to go. And so I created a music video which was titled She Blinded Me With Science, and that was a big hit on MTV and basically launched my career in the USA. Well, around about the same time as I was editing the video for She Blinded Me With Science, there was a gentleman in the edit suite next door to me in Soho by the name of Michael Jackson, and I struck up an unlikely friendship with him, which ended up with me visiting him in his mansion in Encino and spending a very surreal evening, which I write up in great detail in my book, The Speed of Sound. Well, this is the song that Michael was editing at the time.
She was mine.
Well, you can read all about my misadventures with Michael Jackson in my new book, The Speed of Sound. This is Thomas Dolby, and you're listening to My KUTX, where I am the guest DJ for this hour. Michael had his femme fatale, I had mine, and about her, I wrote possibly the best song I've ever written. From the album The Flat Earth, this is Screen Kiss.
She drinks in the valleys, where every road has a name, like Beechwood Avenue, or so it seems. A Croydon girl could really hope to find a home, but with 1,000 miles of real estate to choose from, begin to see the value of your freedom. The moon is bright in the haze above old Hollywood, and you look down from the hills, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. To say sorry if he hit you, but it's buried in the screenplay of his feature. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, straight from a film, I forget who was in. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, blue filter lamps, I pull out Vaseline. But all the rushes look the same. Only that's a movie I wouldn't pay to see again. If it's the one with him in, you and I could be a mile above the earth tremors. While he's sleeping, suicide in the hills above old Hollywood is never gonna change the world. Change the world overnight, any more than the invention of the 6-gun child, any more than the discovery of radium. Oh, oh, California tipping in the ocean. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, straight from a film, I forget who is in. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, blue filter lens, stir up Vaseline. There's a movie I wouldn't pay to see again.
Joni Mitchell with Shiny Toys, a song that I co-produced for her in 1985. This is Thomas Dolby and you're listening to My KUTX, where I'm the guest DJ for this hour. So along with Joni, I produced George Clinton, Prefab Sprout, and had a number of other strange collaborations, including one in the summer of 1985 when I was invited to play keyboards in the backup band for David Bowie at Live Aid. And here is a favourite song of his. May he rest in peace.
Just for one day, we can be heroes. Just for one day, I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. Though nothing will keep us together, we could steal time just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? Can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together, we can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Yeah. Tell it to me all night long. Still I wanna hear some more. You in the bathroom, baby, you tell me back in the hall. You tell me on the kitchen table and up against the wall. What it is?
Check beneath your fingernails, in between your toes, right between your earlobes, darling. That's where culture grows. It's breeding in your short and curlies, ready to expand. Say out of a television land with a gun.
Well, by the end of the 1980s, I was getting sort of disillusioned with the pulp culture of Los Angeles, and I moved to Silicon Valley, where there was a booming internet business about to explode. I quit the music business, and you can read all about my exploits in Silicon Valley and subsequent adventures as a software entrepreneur in my new book, The Speed of Sound. This is Thomas Dolby. You're listening to KUTX. And when I quit the music business, the sort of swan song for it was this song, I Love You Goodbye.
I love you good.
This is Thomas Dolby wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. You can find the full episode and the playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Please check out my new memoir, The Speed of Sound, on Amazon. I'm going to play you out now with a song of my own from 2011. This is Oceaneer.
Cannonballs ricochet around the room. I hurry home to lick my wounds. I stumble home to Oceaneer. A nightingale sang above my mother's tomb. Twilight in the afternoon. I stumble home to Oceania. Crocuses are still in bloom. I stumble home to Oceania.
And you are